Dear Editor. On August 6, 2020, I received this. Dear Mr. Curry, I will try to answer your questions in this email. I understand you want specific examples of language that contained abusive, bullying, or harassing language. There were several examples in your letters to the editor, so instead of copying them, I will try to explain what constitutes harassment generally. As Mr. Gulka Tichko pointed out in his letter, personal harassment may include insulting comments or personal ridicule. When you publicly name a specific employee of the city and insult them or ridicule their character, those comments may be considered harassment. The reason occupational health and safety was mentioned is because the city is required by law to protect its employees from harassment. That is why you were asked to stop using insulting language. Your apology and commitment to stop using insulting language toward employees was deeply appreciated. Legal counsel, clerk's office. There was one mistake I corrected after I apologized. I asked an official in the clerk's office who I had allegedly harassed, and was told, puffled. To date, I have never seen the language that precipitated the harassment complaint. I'm aware that my persistence isn't appreciated, but writing editorials obviously got your city manager's attention. My intent is to let citizens living next to a nuisance, derelict property know my failures dealing with City Hall. Possibly this will help them in their dealings with the city. Mayor and councilors, do you know the city harassment policy? Council resolution last reviewed May 1, 2018. City harassment policy burden of proof. The complainant has to provide reliable evidence that harassment occurred. This is important in the initial assessment phase. Human resources will not investigate a complaint that does not meet the necessary criteria. Complainant. A person who is or has been subjected to alleged harassment or discrimination. These accusatory letters were viewed as hostile, harassing, and bullying to the city and city officials. September 1, 2020, report to council by Mr. Puffelt. I dare say, this conduct was right under your noses, councillors. Did any of you make sure it went through HR? Director Human Resource Services. The director will administer the policy. Ensure complaints are investigated promptly and confidentially. Provide support and referral to employees involved in the process. Provide, as required, information and training relating to harassment. Ensure the proper investigation and resolution of complaints. And advise, so, counselors, I've received nothing from your human resources department. This leads me to believe your city manager used two individuals in the clerk's office to accuse me of hostile, harassing, and bullying behavior. For words I've never been allowed to see, or more importantly, rise to the level that would have allowed it to be investigated by our O's and safety thought I was two bricks short of a load when I asked whether I can be held to the city harassment policy by the city manager. They asked if I was an employee or employer and I answered, no. Why didn't your city manager follow the policy? Mr. Puffelt and I started out very well, but it failed. When he asked me my expectation, it was to demolish the house or return it to a livable condition, and I got silence. October 10, 2018, in a meeting he requested. I've been waiting since 2018 for the fire regulation that supported, they can't go on the property, from Chief Montgomery, after my two phone calls with his staff, this while he shook the key in my face in August 2018. Where is Puffelt's evidence and requirement to follow policy, as he has to provide reliable evidence that harassment occurred, to the Director of Human Resources who handles the complaint? What does it say about the mayor and council who don't respond to emails? Aren't you interested in all the information from citizens to make a reasonable decision? Who are the other city officials I'm alleged to have harassed? I withdraw my apology to Puffelt, and expect an apology from your city manager. Is it any wonder I'm frustrated with City Hall and its conduct? The citizens of this wonderful city deserve better from senior managers and some of their elected officials. Wouldn't it be reasonable to consider my expectation asked by your city manager in 2018, supporting of my complaint and by legislation reason to resolve this issue? Has Puffelt or Montgomery provided a report on the structural damage that wasn't repaired, only hidden under new shingles? Take care, Carter Curry P.S. What does it mean to not act in good faith? Under common law, good faith requires parties to an agreement to exercise their powers reasonably and not arbitrarily or for some irrelevant purpose. Certain conduct may lack good faith if one party acts dishonestly or fails to have regard to the legitimate interests of the other party.